WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tim Walz accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president, delivering a rousing speech at the convention in Chicago last night.
Thank you, first of all, to Vice President Harris. Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign.
Walz also thanked Joe Biden, who stepped aside so Kamala Harris could run. Harris delivers her speech on the final night in Chicago tonight. Donald Trump speaking at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. He and running mate J.D. Vance were both behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina. Today, Trump talks immigration at Arizona's border with Mexico. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop today because of a contract dispute with a union representing conductors, engineers, and dispatchers. 10,000 employees in all rail traffic in Canada and shipments crossing into the U.S. halted. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Alcohol and drugs are believed to be factors in an April crash that happened near Lodi that killed five people. According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, toxicology reports showed that one of the two drivers in the near head-on crash, 70-year-old Robin Purcell of Prairie du Sac, had a blood alcohol level above the state's legal operating limit, and that THC was also present in his system at the time of the crash. Purcell died at the scene of the April 7th crash that happened on Highway 60. The driver of the other vehicle, a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack, also died as a result of the crash and showed no signs of impairment. Three passengers in her car also died as a result of the crash, 42-year-old Shane Scoville of Merrimack, 62-year-old Julie Scoville of Blue Mounds, and 26-year-old Kaiser Ballwig of Sauk City. Purcell was the only person in his vehicle. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80 by Saturday. Partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7.
Your baby.
happy by the rest. And then a mountain amethyst. And then a rise to sapphire's blue. And you need her and she needs you. 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 And you need her. We were so in phase in a dance hall days. We were cool and crazy. When I, you, and everyone we knew could believe, do, and share in what was true. Oh, I said, dance all days long. Dance all day long. Dance all day. Dance all day long. Dance all day.
Max FM.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on and let me out.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron in for Maddie this morning. Should be another beautiful day. If you enjoyed yesterday, a high near 80, mostly sunny, and that's going to heat up as we head into the weekend. So get outside and enjoy it. Do that. Get away, maybe. Get outside and do a cookout. Head to Devil's Lake. Head to Mirror Lake. Spend some time outdoors. It is just going to be a beautiful weekend. All right, so I don't get to host the morning show very often. You can hear me in the afternoon usually here. But I have some very choice words. I guess I should have, I wouldn't say choice words. Maybe I would just say I have some very unique thoughts on the pumpkin spice latte. One, people who like to say pumpkin spiced latte. That's incorrect. It's pumpkin spice. But I think this story this week is definitely turning some eyebrows. I mean, we're not even ready for Labor Day weekend. We're not even ready for back to school yet in so many districts. And we're already talking about the PSL launching earlier than ever. It's already pretty much available. The most popular seasonal item sold at Starbucks, in case you were wondering. And now is hearing that they're doing things this year, like they're offering pumpkin spice. I guess there's someone somewhere is selling pumpkin spice kitty litter. Did you hear about that? Anyway, I don't want to get into the other products that have to do with anything pumpkin spice. But the fall favorite is back today, if you would like to go get it. The fall menu is what many are considering the unofficial start of the season, according to a news release from the company. How you feeling about PSLs? What's your take? What are you waking up with? Are you even drinking coffee this morning? Are you a tea person? How do you take your coffee? I mean, let's put some drink combinations up there. Anybody drinking something weird in the morning that you're like, you know what? I bet they wouldn't have thought I drank this every morning. Feel free to shoot me a text message right now on the Civic Media app. You can download the app if you don't already have it. Open it up in the Google Play or App Stores. Find Max FM and use the feature at the bottom of your screen to send me a text message. What are you waking up to in the morning? Are you drinking something special? I'm waiting for somebody to say beer. Maybe there's a third shifter listening now. I don't know. I've decided that I can do like one or two cups of regular coffee and then it's decaf. So by the time you typically hear me in the afternoon, it's all decaf. And I'm kind of out of words. Usually that's how that goes. All right, we've got some entertainment headlines coming up for you later this morning. We'll get to a sports update here as well. It's Aaron in for Maddie Jones. Good morning. A beautiful Friday Eve. 99.7 Max FM.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo.
Yeehaw!
It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
Yeehaw!
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Circus World Museum. Step right up and experience the magic of the world's most enchanting circus museum. Marvel at dazzling displays of circus wagons. See live performances under the big top and immerse yourself in the thrilling exhibits of America's favorite spectacle. Open every day from 9 till 4 now through September 1st. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a 4-pack of tickets for just $46. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Good morning. It's Aaron in for Maddie Jones. Coming up in 3 minutes, your good news story of the morning. And it has to do with, of course, you know, I'm talking about a dog. I mean, why wouldn't we? What one dog did to get adopted. Cute story, I think. It's up next after Eagle Eye Cherry. Good morning. It's Max FM.
Gone and close the curtains, 'cause all we need is candlelight. You and me and a bottle of wine. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. 'Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in for Maddie Jones. Hope you're off to a great start to your day today. I like to talk about good news. People like to think of me in the office as, I guess, the office optimist. Maybe Dave Grant's a little bit like that, too. Maddie's probably more optimistic than most of us. But here's the story. Good news story of the day today. I love these stories that involve animals, as you could imagine. You're probably a pet owner yourself. If not, that's okay. A determined lab found a new home in Georgia after galloping alongside a doggy daycare bus until he won the driver over, and then it ended up finding a new home. I don't even know how this could. This is like the most bizarre circumstances, right? The story began when the driver of the pup bus, remember, this is a doggy daycare bus. So the driver was doing his rounds to bring clients' dogs to daycare, and then coming to a house he knew well, a Labrador Retriever who had been attending, you know, the boarding and grooming for 3 years, named Motley, was waiting for the bus like normal. But there was another dog there. It's kind of interesting. There's actually a video on this on Facebook. There's a Facebook reel. Basically, the dog ended up chasing the bus. Dog was desperate to catch a ride. And so we figured, hey, I better reach out and pick this dog up and see if there's a home. Of course, there wasn't. And the dog ended up getting adopted. Now, how cute is that? Can you imagine? I don't know. I don't know how these things are even real. It almost reminds me of when the animals find their way home after being gone for weeks and weeks and weeks. How adorable, right? Do we have any doggy daycare buses in our neck of the woods? Is that even a thing? Is that possible? Or is this just something they do in other parts of the country? I'm not entirely sure. All is well that ends well, though, right? That's what I like to say. Okay. High about 80 today. Some sun, some clouds. Should be an absolute beautiful Thursday as you wake up with us right here on 99.7 Max FM. Good morning.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the upper 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy near 80 by Saturday. Partly cloudy and muggy with a high of 86. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is sweet, savory, made in small batches. It's amazing. Try some today at grandpa'sbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
99.7 Max
you
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron in for Maddie Jones. Good morning. And of course, thank you for listening as always on the free Civic Media app. Some entertainment headlines for you this morning. Richard Simmons, his cause of death was revealed. He had been taking some falls in recent days, weeks, months prior to his passing, and also had been battling some heart conditions. So Richard Simmons, the fitness guru, who passed away at just 76 years old. It's hard to believe at this point. Also, entertainment headlines this morning. I guess this isn't really entertainment related, but I think it's kind of funny. I guess that would make sense, right? The pumpkin spice latte is officially available if you decide to frequent your local Starbucks. I'm gonna stick to my regular coffee this morning. Beverage news, Beyonce making headlines. She's launched a new whiskey line. This is kind of fun, I think. You know, there's so many celebrities that are in this liquor business, this beer business, right? Mark Wahlberg in this as well, George Clooney, other celebrities using their status, so to speak, for premium liquor brands. This whiskey's called Moët Hennessy Sir Davis American Whiskey. Beyonce shared the news, holding up a glass of it on Instagram, if you saw that. If you want to buy a bottle of Sir Davis whiskey, it's retailing for about $89 and will be available next month. There you have it. Hey, rough night last night for the Milwaukee Brewers. They battled it out in extra innings, but couldn't quite get it done. I think it was a walk-off grand slam. I don't know. I had to turn it off as soon as I saw it. Brewers lose to the Cardinals last night. They wrap up the series later today. And boy, the Brewers are just on fire right now. I can't stop talking about them as they head into the final month of the season. And the Packers are back home. And as of this morning, I'm not necessarily sure if the starters are going to be playing Saturday at Lambeau Field as the Packers take on the Baltimore Ravens, the final preseason game of the year. And then they'll be headed down to Brazil for their first regular season game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I don't know if anybody else saw this. I was watching just flipping around the other day, and I happened to catch, I think I was on the treadmill, believe it or not. I was fast walking. I really wasn't running that fast. But I was on the treadmill, and I was watching NBC, and there was a promo for the Packers-Eagles game in Brazil, and I could have sworn that they had Aaron Rodgers clips as they were promoting this game. Like, there was no Jordan Love clips. Like, they didn't have the right player for the green and gold. Usually they have the right players, the current players, as they, you know, put the teasers and the promos and the highlights reels together to promote the games. I saw what I thought was Aaron Rodgers. I don't think this is right. Was I seeing things? Did anybody else see that too? Did you see a promo with Aaron Rodgers in it in a Packers uniform promoting the game in a couple of weeks? Yeah. If you saw it, that's okay. I mean, feel free to share with me, as always, the Civic Media app. You can shoot me a text message right in the app, Civic Media app, find Max FM, and send me a text message right there. It's also nice to hear you say hello, too. I'll appreciate that. All right. It's Aaron and for Maddie, in case you're just joining. We'll get to Cyndi Lauper and more as we continue getting this Thursday started. Beautiful day today. High right around 80. It's 99.7. Max FM, good morning.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM Sports.
Nolan Arenado clubbed a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning last night to send the St. Louis Cardinals to a 10-6 win over the Brewers at Busch Stadium. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewer closer Devin Williams walked in a pair in the 9th to blow a 6-4 lead. Trevor McGill surrendered Arenado's blast in the 10th to take the loss. In the Midwest League, Beloit down South Bend 6-2. Great Lakes over Wisconsin 5-4 in 12 innings. Rattlers have dropped 4 straight for the first time this season. They struck out 22 times and went 3-for-24 with runners in scoring position. Packers wrapped up training camp with a joint workout with the Baltimore Ravens on Nitschke Field. Later today, the two teams will then close out the preseason with a noon kick at Lambeau on Saturday. Marquette senior Max Lyons captured the Wisconsin State Open Championship, wrapping up 36 holes of golf yesterday with a 16 under par total, good for a 2-shot win over George Neitzer of Oconomowoc. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron in for Maddie this morning. We'll take a look at your Max FM big deals just after 8 o'clock. A lot of great stuff for you to check out and save money on as you prepare for the weekend, as you prepare for your Labor Day weekend plans. Why not save a little extra money and shop local? MaxFMBigDeals.com. We'll talk about some of those items and more, plus your top of the hour news with ABC News and local news with Finn, all on the way here on Max FM. Good morning.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. I'd rather be, I'd rather be 99.7.